In the 1950s, the DuPont Chemical Company, based in Delaware, came out with a product that had a huge impact on our home lives. Acrylic paint in every color of the rainbow.
An entirely new paint development, a new world of color. Match any elusive shade. Choose any subtle tone.
Oil paint required a crew of professionals and took forever to dry. Acrylic paints were quick dry, allowing people to redesign the look of their house in just a day. To get people into the habit of painting their walls frequently, DuPont enlisted prominent color psychologist Faber-Burin. He promoted the idea that specific colors can make us feel certain ways. But as Peter Crimmins reports, color psychology is not an easy science.
It's hard to talk about color on the radio. It's a lot easier to talk about food. At 13th and Spring Garden in Philadelphia, there's an upscale pizza place called Buffade.
Buffade is slang in Italian for glutton.
That is Eve Quellman. She's a lighting designer, and she was hired to make this place feel more inviting, a place where you might want to relax and eat a hearty wood-fired pizza. She created an interior of dark grays, faded brick, rough wood planks, and she spiked this color palette by painting steel I-beams a bright red.
It's warm. There are a lot of warm colors, even though they're also cool colors, so there's a balance.
There's a textbook assumption that red is the color of attention, blue is calming, yellow is thoughtful, etc. But Quellman says none of that's really true.
I want to say people put those ideas on color, or there's historical references, cultural experience, but you can really use any color anywhere.
The hard part about assigning certain emotions to certain colors is that color never really exists on its own. It always appears with other colors around it. So it's hard, impossible really, to isolate a color as an emotional trigger. But scientists try, and they use M&Ms. I poured out a pound of M&Ms on the desk of Kevin Connolly. He's a researcher at the University of Pennsylvania studying the senses.
So we have a bunch of M&Ms here. Red and blue and orange and brown and yellow.
Green.
Green, yeah.
Scientists have done studies where they give people different colored candies and ask if they taste differently. Even though the people are eating the same candy, Connolly says people imagine different colors taste different. Red might taste a little sweeter, yellow might have hints of lemon citrus, green might remind you of mint, and it will taste bad if those expectations are thwarted.
So I have this green candy here, and I taste it. And if I didn't know anything about M&Ms, I might be shocked the first time that I taste it because it's chocolatey rather than a kind of mint flavor, which is what you might expect from a green-colored candy.
Connolly says our sense of color is deeply integrated with our other senses. You never perceive only color. Your brain is constantly filtering that color through your sense of taste, of touch, of smell, and most importantly, your memories. Because the human eye is actually really, really bad at perceiving color. Your eyeball evolved mainly to see spatial relationships, like how close is that tiger to me, or how can I maneuver myself to procreate with that other person. Mohan Mathan, a philosopher of perception at the University of Toronto, says very little space in your eye is devoted to receiving wavelengths of color. Your brain has to fill in the gaps.
When color is processed by the brain, a lot of information has to be extracted from not very much incoming information. So the color that we perceive doesn't correspond at all to the colors that are in the world.
So if you see red and react with alarm, or see brown and expect chocolate, you're reacting to information already stored in your brain.
But there's no particular why of that reaction. It just happens to be wired up that way.
Because color contains very little practical information about how to navigate the world, your ability to perceive it is almost purely aesthetic. So perhaps the reason to paint your bedroom blue is not because you want it to be calming, but because you like blue. For The Pulse, I'm Peter Crimmins.
The world is a care.